Some are fancy on the outside, some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl, baby, you grow up to be a big girl and then a woman. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. Girls can grow up to be the mommies. Boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. We grow up to be the workers. We grow up to be the leaders. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. Some may feel different on their insides. Some may feel different on their outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. Some may feel like running bases. Some may feel like playing house. Everybody's happy, everybody's glad that their body's healthy and not a fad. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine.
How are you feeling? People ask you that, but do they really want to know? Do you even know? I've been thinking about Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. A childhood can be helped to have someone who cares. And Mr. Rogers cared once a week and entertained and helped us with imagination and helped us with songs to understand our bodies. I've added a few extra chorus stanzas to the song Everybody's Fancy. I don't have the copyright, and I am singing the song as he sang it, with a couple lines that he added over the years in a couple different episodes. I'll link to a video with him singing the song. It's quite magical. It is wonderful to have somebody who cares, especially when you're a lonely, imaginative child. He teaches us that our imaginations can be a friendly, wonderful, adventurous place, but that it is imaginary. It's a different imaginary world where things might seem real and fun and wonderful, but they aren't really. We have to come back to our reality and put on our other shoes and sweater or jacket and, you know, get back to the real world. He makes it kind of clear that there's feelings that are difficult and imagination that is wonderful, but that they aren't quite the same as washing your hands or feeding the fish their fish food. Those are real tasks. In our modern world, we have a lot of confusing messages now. And the thing to keep in mind about the whole trans agenda or rights or equality and respect is that this is real people and real kids. And there are real biological causes, endocrine disrupting chemicals from agriculture, from probably medicines, from other places, just in toxins like our cash register receipts, BPA. So we are inundated with toxins that are actually causing real changes in our children. And so helping them to understand that feelings are on the inside, but that our bodies are our bodies. You know, like it or not, pretty or ugly or, you know, tall or short, they are our bodies. And we're not just transformer bot robot cars that can just stick on new body parts. It just doesn't work that way. And it is so important that children know that imagination is different than real life. And function, can those body parts function, needs to be really heard. As well as, this is a real problem caused by endocrine disrupting chemicals and other toxins in our environment. So it's a real problem. It's been politicized. And that is wrong for our children and for everyone else. But it's to divide and distract and to break up the traditional family unit. Trans children just have a different behavior pattern from the hormonal environment within the prenatal uterus. Mom's hormones didn't match. And then like in puberty and adolescence and stuff, probably the chemicals coming from the environment are also not helping. And or soy formula for little baby boys. It can be feminizing. It's got natural estrogen mimetics, genistein. A healthy phytonutrient in moderation for the people who need it. But for a tiny boy baby, that is really an experiment. And the experiment is showing that it's feminizing. So these are real issues, not something about which makeup choice or shoe choice or how low your cleavage should be exposed. That's not what a woman is or a man is or a working human. They're getting on with daily life. And we need to not be distracted, but we also have to keep in mind that children are growing up. So I added a few song stanzas to Mr. Rogers' song, and he really is a treasure. He's so wise and so caring. We need to recognize that our children have different feelings. But feelings are on the inside, and we have to take care of our outsides, too. Function needs to count. So I'm going to start singing the song next. And just keep in mind, I don't own the copyright. This is a song from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, with some additional lines written by me. Thank you.
Some are fancy on the outside, some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. You're born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl baby, you grow up to be a bigger girl and then a woman. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. Only girls can grow up to be the mummies. Only boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. We grow up to be the workers. We grow up to be the leaders. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. Some may feel different on their insides. Some may feel different on their outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. Some may feel like running bases. Some may feel like playing house. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy and so is mine.
Well, I hope that was fun. I had fun. And please feel free to sing along and share it. I'll post the lyrics somewhere or in the notes. And I needed to add the endocrine disrupting chemicals in the prenatal uterus hormone kind of environment is mismatched from the DNA sex. So the DNA in a developing fetus is what directs the body parts. But the behavior, the innate behavior, gender patterns, which are real, they're not some sort of social construct that is just ridiculous. Across cultures, around the world, across species, the differences between males and females and their behavior patterns are similarly patterned. They exist. They're not something society just created. But the mismatch between the hormonal environment in the uterus from the DNA sets up the behavior pattern of maybe wanting to primp or maybe wanting to play house and take care of baby dolls versus active running around play. So it does show up in young children when it is truly a prenatal hormonal difference. But the DNA is fine and normal, and just don't sterilize the body parts, and later in life, a super healthy, normal child could be born. You know, given a reduced toxin load, hopefully, during the child's and adult's growth and pregnancy, etc. So a trans person, if they leave their body parts alone, they can make babies with normal DNA. It's not a DNA difference. Maybe there's some epigenetic differences, but that's not the same as some sort of permanent genetic difference. It's just whether a gene is turned on or off, kind of like a toothpaste cap on a toothpaste tube. So leave the parts alone. Try not to think that a trans woman is going to be more womanly if body parts are removed. They're still going to be larger in leverage and proportion and stuff. There's just real differences. So recognizing that it's feelings and it's behavior patterns, and those are real too. I mean, we feel them. They affect us. And our mood and our emotions are real. But no surgeon can ever replicate what nature has made for us over hundreds of thousands of years. You know, whether evolution gets everything right or wrong, whether God created everything in an instant, it's complicated. It's not something a plastic surgeon can replicate. And you're destroying other body parts too. Sadly, tragically, a young man, young person, lost their life because they were getting their colon partially removed to try to make a fake vagina. And they died. To remove a healthy colon, that's your ability to digest and have a microbiome and defecate. That's just craziness on the... No surgeon should be allowed to maim a perfectly healthy body part, no matter what age you are. You know, 18 is not okay. Our brains aren't necessarily fully developed until around age 26 or 27. So, anyway, leave those parts alone. Function is so much more worth it. We need to encourage society to just accept whatever parts we got. You know, my idea of equality was that we could do that. We could simply just accept people wherever they're at. You know, I don't need to know whether androgynous Pat is female or male. It is androgynous Pat. That's up to Pat. You know, unless I am intimately a friend of Pat's Saturday Night Live character, it is not up to me to worry about. That's just who androgynous Pat is. That person's parts are not any of my business. And which bathroom androgynous Pat uses shouldn't be a problem, because it shouldn't be so dangerous. Or we shouldn't be so worried about danger. I don't know. This is... The world has become more dangerous. It is sad. But it also seems to be an agenda. So just keep in mind, distracting and dividing us just weakens us. Breaking up traditional family units weakens the family and doesn't leave children as well protected. So if the goal is to just leave children susceptible to child trafficking, then we need to focus on protecting those kids, whatever their parts look like, whatever their feelings are. This is a sensitive political topic, and I know there are people whose feelings are very real and very hurt, but it shouldn't be about pronouns. It should be about children not being tied up in a crate box and shipped for use as some sort of horrific way. We need to keep the bigger picture in mind. Children are our future workers and our future leaders and our future patients and prisoners and people in need. You know, we need to give them a better start. And the endocrine disrupting chemicals are very real. They really are leaving gender dysphoric children. When it is truly a prenatal issue, it will show up as early as toddlers. But there's no reason to give them puberty blockers. There's no reason to chop up body parts. There's not even necessarily reason to mess with hormones. Why can't people just have the parts that they have. Let's work on function. Low iodine and excess toxins is probably a real health problem. There are real health problems involved, and probably quirky genetics. Alcoholism in males is adding to quirky genetics. It seems to be linked to ADHD, and the gender dysphoria seems to be linked to autism, and especially the more quiet autism in girls. A lot of the girls that are transitioning to trans male seem to have a high percentage of autism. So this is a complex topic, but it's a real topic. And I am interested in hearing if you have comments. Let me know how you are feeling. You can email me at jen@peaceishappy.org. There's dashes between peace-is-happy. Thanks for listening.